once states get a footing, they tend to crowd out alternatives, not just non-violently, but often quite aggressively. Also, I think they tend to colonize people ideologically.
Hi, I'm Matt Welch for Reason TV. I'm in Freedom Fest in Las Vegas, and I'm honored to be joined by Gary Chartier, author of Anarchy in Legal Order, which is the second of three books talking about sort of philosophical matters of anarchy.
That's right. I wrote The Conscience of an Anarchist before that, and I've got another book called Radicalizing Rawls, which is also about anarchy, that's coming out later this year.
What is the project of the trifecta, of the triptych that you're doing here?
I'd say think pretty foundationally about what it means to live well and treat each other decently, and show why that is consistent with believing we can organize our own lives. We don't need Leviathan.
And you describe yourself personally as an anarchist, or you're interested in anarchism. What is the attraction for you?
Peace, voluntary cooperation, creativity, the lack of uniformity and Procrustean rigidity.
And you also emphasize more left libertarianism necessarily, or left anarchism, than right anarchism. Is that a correct kind of a placement?
Yeah, I'm a left-wing market anarchist.
Tell us what that is.
Sure. So that's, I think, a way of suggesting that traditional cultural and other goals of some people on the left can be achieved in non-statist, voluntary, market-friendly ways.
Why is it important to hit that and, or like, explain that to the left more it is than to explain to the right? Or like, what's the purpose of the emphasis, let's say?
I guess the purpose of the emphasis is those of us who take that position think that some of those leftist goals matter. Concerns, let's say, with racism or with war or with workplace dignity. And so on our view, that's personally important. And I guess we're just building on our own personal commitments and trying to work that out in connection with our belief that markets are important and freedom is important.
I don't know if you follow the work of John Haidt very much, who's been talking about kind of the moral sentiments behind, or moral theories behind public, but it kind of touches on that people are motivated in politics kind of by what they feel their sense of kind of revulsion, or like the other people don't have good intentions.
Absolutely. And Haidt's work actually does get cited in my most recent book in the discussion of left and right and what I'm trying to get at there.
So what are you going to be looking to achieve with the third and final volume here?
Well, it may not be the final volume.
Okay.
I've got another book about anarchy and international relations that I'm thinking about fairly seriously. But in the book that's coming out later this year, my goal is to say that the philosopher John Rawls, who's often seen as a kind of paragon of social democratic thought, we've recently seen in the work of John Tomasi, can be pushed in a more classical liberal or libertarian tradition direction, and I'm suggesting we can go even beyond that and push him in an anarchist direction.
Is it important to deal with the people who always bring the real world objection to anarchism, which is to say, there ain't no anarchism anywhere? Show me the anarchist state. There was a recent attack along those lines
by Michael Lind
in Salon. Is that an important objection? Then what do you kind of respond to with it?
I guess I'd say several things. First of all, we do have historical precedents of various kinds that I'm not sure Lind and others like him are taking seriously for self-organized society. Second, I think we can have a kind of error theory that explains why we may not see as much of that as we'd like to, given the good, I think, reasons grounded in solid economics and social psychology for why we might expect to. In particular, I think once states get a footing, they tend to crowd out alternatives, not just non-violently, but often quite aggressively. Also, I think they tend to colonize people ideologically, and it's very hard for people's imaginations sometimes, I think, to encompass the possibility of a radically different alternative.
Do you feel like there's more intellectual space for discussions of anarchism now than 5, 10, 15 years ago?
What I certainly think is that we've got a culture in which there's increasing cynicism about the political class and increasing openness to radical alternatives generally. So, yeah, I do think there is some of that.
That's great. On that positive note, for Reason TV with Gary Chartier, I'm Matt Welch. Thank you.